Get yourself a beating. What happens here stays here, unless it's too damn funny. Our boss is the relative, so we can bribe them for money. You may be offended, you may even cry a tear, because you heard something your kid shouldn't hear. So kick the kids on out, or hell, let them listen in. But don't blame us when they take them away. So let the show begin.
Time for the family meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
This is Jason Curtis,
Krista Curtis,
and John Curtis.
Coming up, we've got Krista's news on the way. You can tweet at us.
Krista Curtis 1.
John Curtis 316.
And mine is Jason Curtis 925. You can also call us at 425-686-9552, or you can text that number as well.
Today, after Geno Smith got his jaw broken, we want to know what's the dumbest reason you saw people fighting?
Or the dumbest reason you've gotten into a fight.
Yeah.
And yeah, call us 425-686-9552. We'll talk to you live on the air. And or like I said, if you want to text us, you can text that number as well.
Or if you're a little pansy, you can email in at the family meeting at nwczradio.com.
That's right. We're going to kick things off tonight with In Cahoots and My Own Devices right here on the family meeting on nwczradio.com. Welcome back to the family meeting. That was In Cahoots with their song My Own Devices off their new album, Dogland. I was at a show last Friday night at Flights Pub in Everett, and the bass player from In Cahoots is playing guitar for another band, Jessica's Voices. And he asked me if I'd heard the new In Cahoots album. I said, no, I haven't heard it yet. So he gave me a copy, and holy shit, that album is good. If you like that song, you're going to like the rest of the album. It was produced at Death Cab for Cutie's studio. And damn, it's the best stuff they put out, in my humble opinion. But I know nobody really gives a shit what I think most of the time anyways. But In Cahoots' new album, Dogland, pick it up if you get a chance. So you were talking about Geno Smith, quarterback for the New York Jets, who hasn't had the best start to a career.
Well, he is a Jet.
I understand that. And he hasn't had which is funny because he hasn't had a whole lot of guys to throw to. Even though
but now he does. Yeah. Chris Carter says he thinks that this was his breakout season, which his breakout season, it really wouldn't take much.
No. But yeah, they went out, they got pieces for him for their offense. And people, by all accounts, he's been looking really good at training camp. And apparently he said the wrong thing to the wrong guy.
Well, see, what happened was...
That's how all good stories start.
And I think that's exactly the way that the conversation was going.
So the guy that punched him and knocked him out is a sixth-round draft pick or something, so he's really not anybody special. He had, 26 snaps with the team last year. He probably wasn't going to make the roster this season. He's on the 90-man roster right now. So he had a little football camp in his hometown, the linebacker did.
Yeah.
I don't even know his name. His name is EK or something.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 because it's hard to say at the end. Because I've never said it before. I've never even read it.
Everybody just calls him, IK.
So he had a football camp, and he said, hey, Gino, come to my football camp, because he was like, oh, I'll have an actual professional athlete there. And so he bought Gino a ticket for $600 to fly there, and Gino didn't show up.
Which, if the guy's on the practice squad, $600 is a lot of cash.
But this is also it was 7 or 10 days or something after one of Gino's buddies died.
Oh.
So he doesn't show up to this guy's.
Yeah.
And so the guy says, I want the money back. Gino says, don't worry, I'll pay you. I'm good for it.
Yeah.
I'm good for your $600. And by Tuesday, he hadn't paid yet. And this guy took a little exception to it and knocked him the fuck out.
Broke his jaw in two places.
Two places, yeah. Actually, you know, the guy should probably... The team let him go instantly, right?
Yeah, quick.
Which they normally would. But they should probably give the guy a bonus or like a medal or a trophy. Because, I mean, they're doing is upgrading their team. Geno, out of 34 qualifying quarterbacks last year...
He's number 35.
He's 29th in QBR. He's 32nd in his touchdown to interception ratio, and he's 32nd in completion ratio.
Yeah, but who's their backup?
Fitzpatrick.
Well, he's a. He's probably rated higher than that
he's
guy.
He's probably rated higher than him. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, out of 34 qualifying quarterbacks, this guy's 32nd out of 34. So they should give him a bonus. Like, the coach probably paid him.
Probably gave him his $600 and asked him to knock Gino the fuck out.
I'll give you $600 if you go knock him out right now.
Yeah, that's quite possible. Maybe he wasn't looking as good at training camp to the coaches as everybody thinks he was looking.
So that's why we asked you what was the dumbest fight you ever seen over. Most people are probably going to say because of girls, because they start a lot of fights.
They do.
But the $600, I mean, that's...
That's worth fighting over. I mean, for...
That's fighting over for you and me.
Yeah.
I heard today that guy, his contract this year, he was going to make $500,000. So he lost a $500,000 contract this year for $600.
The linebacker was going to make 500 grand?
Yes.
Well, that's if he makes the team.
Yeah, because
that's about league minimum.
Yeah, which is friggin' ridiculous. That a guy who might get 26 snaps on the field... That's going to make 500 grand.
He needs to hire an accountant, because if he made that last year, because he was on the team last year, he had to make that, and he still can't afford his $600.
Sometimes, Krista, it's just about getting disrespected.
John, I make way less than that, and I'm not sweating anybody over $600.
But, I kind of understand where a guy making 500 grand might go a little broke. The people in his circle are making millions of dollars, and he's probably trying to keep up with the Joneses because he's a young guy. He's seen all these guys spend shit tons of money, and he's like, well, I'm on a team, too. I should be spending that.
I think even he knows that Geno Smith isn't exactly in the same circle he is. Like, maybe on Google+, but not for real.
When he's going out with people, when he's going out with his buddies, he ain't paying for shit. That's just the way it is.
I don't know. You've heard Kevin Hart.
If you're making 500 grand. Yeah, Kevin Hart says all his buddies are trying to take Kevin Hart out and pay for everything, but Kevin Hart wants to pay his own way.
Yeah.
If Kevin Hart goes out with Kobe, Kobe's paying for everything. Guaranteed.
You would hope so.
Half the time, wherever they're going is paying for everything because they're bringing people in just by being around. So nobody's paying for anything,
which is ridiculous.
Well, I mean, not when they're popping 25 bottles of Dom Perignon a night. I mean, someone's paying that bill.
Yeah, they might flip the first one.
I'm willing to bet they're heavily sponsored.
sponsored by Dom Perignon and Ciroc.
Tonight's event's brought to you by Swisher.
Can you imagine Kobe every time he walks out of the locker room? I'm about to go get refreshed. Ciroc vodka.
All right.
Who is that drinks something because they pay him for it? Who was that? That guy is straight up admitting it.
It was a rap song came out like 7 or 10 years ago or something. I'm gonna go drink Bacardi because blah 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 because it's delicious and they're paying me for it or something. I forget what the rap song was.
I mean, really, if somebody's gonna pay me to drink something,
it was gin. It was gin. It was Seagram's.
That's right. It was Seagram's gin.
I would drink Bombay, but I'm drinking Seagram's because they're paying me for it. At the end of his rap song.
In the song. They played it on the radio all the time back in the day.
It was a hit. I forget who sung it. But
if only there was a device.
But they like Seagram's gin.
Well, yeah, because they were getting paid to drink it.
Where's my sponsor? That's what I'm looking for.
I think that most people call it AA. No. You just haven't found him yet.
His sponsor's already a participant in AA.
So I need a sponsor to give me liquor. That sponsor just gives me a little
attitude.
Just a little coin that ain't worth shit.
You can't even buy for liquor with it.
I can't even trade that coin in for liquor. It's bullshit.
Usually, if you show it to somebody that has liquor, they're not going to give you liquor.
I thought it was one of those special coins, like you show it at the bar, you get a free drink.
Like a cop pass, like if a cop gets pulled over there.
Petey Pablo.
It was right on the tip of my tongue. I almost had that.
Got to give a shout out to Seagram's Gin because I drink it and they're paying me for it.
Because I drink it. Yeah. What do you bet he wasn't drinking it until they started paying him for it?
Hey, whatever it takes. He's sponsored, just like I just said.
You know, none of those guys are drinking that shit. Like they're when you see them doing interviews, and it's they got like five bottles of Gatorade in front of them.
Well, who was it? Was it Britney Spears that was working for Pepsi, and she kept getting busted because she was drinking Diet Coke?
I don't know.
I want to say it was Britney Spears was working for Pepsi, and every photo that somebody took of her, she had a goddamn Diet Coke in her hand, and Pepsi was getting pissed.
Yeah.
Well, because they're paying her. I mean,
was that back when she should have been sponsored by Bic because she was shaving her head?
No, that was actually before that when you could put a product in her hand and it would sell.
Hey, but they're serious about that shit. Like, remember they tried to? They didn't even try and get him, but it was Richard Sherman at the media day for the Super Bowl. And they were like, yo, what happened to this play right here? Put these headphones on. And he looked at me. He's like, oh, shit, these ain't Dre Beats. I can't put these on. Like, I know who my daddy is.
Yeah, the media is quick to try and they were like handing her Diet Coke bottles. Go, here's a refreshing drink for you.
Who was that? American Idol? They all had Diet Cokes?
Yeah, they all had the Coke bottles. Yeah.
But there was no Diet Coke in there. I guarantee
no.
it.
No.
Well, when Paula Abdul was there, it was probably straight liquor.
That bitch got drunk straight constantly.
Up. It was straight up liquor. Nice. Well played, Krista. Well played.
Speaking of liquor.
So back to our subject here. If you want to call us and tell us what the dumbest thing you've ever seen somebody fight over or the dumbest thing you've fought over, call us at 425-686-9552. What's the dumbest thing you've ever gotten into a fight over, John?
Oh, man. God, they're so... Oh.
Are you trying to pick out a fight or a stupid reason to fight?
There's
plenty of both, I'm sure.
Yeah, my mind was going to fights first and then trying to like filter out. I queried my brain on all the fights I was in, and then I was trying to filter out the
important John's ones. Mental outline.
The important ones.
It's got a lot of question marks in it.
question marks exist in queries, Chris says. Yeah, I don't...
I'm drawing a blank.
I would say something I didn't even do. Like just...
Really?
Then Actually, this is the worst one. And it actually happens a lot for pool players. I was in like Kentucky or some shit, and I was at a bar. Some guy said, "You want to shoot pool?" And I said, "I'll shoot a couple games." He goes, "You want to bet on it?" And I go, "Well, sure, but I'll beat you." And he didn't like that, so we played for money, and I had him down $50 or something. And he said, "You hustled me." And I told you I was going to win. That is not a hustle.
That is the worst hustle.
And so I go, "Man, you know what? I'm just here to get drunk anyway. Here's your fucking $50 back. Just leave me alone." And he still wanted to fight me. So obviously you just want to fight because you're a fucking dumb hillbilly and you want to fight. So let's do this shit.
That is the dumbest reasoning on that guy's part. Not you. On that guy. You tell somebody you're going to whoop their ass.
But it happens a lot.
It does. Because people get pissed when they lose. Even if you tell them.
And I think it makes it worse when you tell them.
Well, yeah, because when you tell them, it's like, "You suck anyway, but I'll take your money." And then you do it. And then they get mad because they're already mad when you said they sucked.
The truth hurts.
I like mavericked him. I'll lose for 2 straight hours. After that. Great movie, by the way. That's a great one.
You're talking about the movie with Mel Gibson. Yeah,
he's talking about Maverick.
Yeah.
Okay. That's Mel Gibson, isn't it? Young Mel Gibson?
Yeah, Mel Gibson, and it actually has Rockford, the guy that played Maverick in the original series. James Garner.
Little skinny Mel Gibson.
Yeah, back before he was yelling at Jewish people and being all crazy. I'm trying to think of... I don't get in a lot of fights. I usually hide behind you when a fight breaks out. So I don't get into a whole lot of fights. I think the dumbest thing I've ever gotten into a fight over is when we were kids, probably junior high, high school. We were playing football out in my cousin's backyard, and the guy that was on my team, the quarterback, threw a shitty pass to me, and I got mad. And I was playing the next down. I was center. I hiked the ball over his head. He got pissed off, and he turns back around. I just fucking cold cocked him. And I just dropped him to the ground. I don't know. That was probably the stupidest thing I've ever thrown a punch over, is because the guy didn't throw the pass to me correctly. It was it was too far away, and my fat ass wasn't going
to
chase it.
Because you probably wouldn't have caught it if he'd thrown it to you
right,
anyway.
Right?
That is a stupid reason to fight.
He was making you look good. He threw it bad just so it wouldn't bounce off your hands and make you look bad.
See, when you have to be embarrassed to go, "Oh, sorry, guys."
Probably true. Actually, that's the sad thing.
I guess the other dub one would be... I was at Palmer Kaniski State Park, and I was changing my clothes because I was wet, and I'd just been swimming.
Kaniski Palmer is what he's trying to say.
I don't know, whatever it was. I've never been back. And we're sitting there, and I'm changing my clothes, so I'm down to my boxers, and my boxers got like these little kisses on them or something. And this girl walks by, and she like giggled, and I was like, "Oh, you like these boxers, blah, blah." And then she walked on, and then 3 minutes later, like 10 dudes come up and they're like, "Were you flashing my girlfriend?" And I was like, "I don't know what you're, I have no idea what you're talking about."
If by flashing you mean standing here and she walked by, yes, you are correct.
and then they proceeded to beat the fuck out of us. I got in the car to drive away, and this man punched me through the window, shattered the window, and then shattered my face. So that was probably
because you were changing your clothes. That is a pretty stupid reason for a fight. Yes. Yeah. Although I have to think, maybe there was something said.
I don't think so.
Maybe you offered to let her put more kisses on your boxers or something to that effect.
I mean, I'm not the type of guy to be like, "Yo, bitch, blow me." I mean, that's just
really
not how it. But then I did.
Why does he say that to you, Jason? I've never heard shit like that.
I've heard him say some pretty rude stuff. But I guess you're right. I've never heard him just yell out to a chick to blow him. That is true.
Not when he actually wanted her to do it anyway.
Yeah.
I know. I've barely known you, and I would have to say that's out of character.
But then, I mean, I might have been the bad guy because there was like some kids over there with him and shit. And I got in the car. I just couldn't see because there was blood running down my face.
Well, yeah, the window coming in probably did that.
And so as I was driving away, I swerved at him. So I actually swerved at like
a family,
children,
a bunch of kids. I didn't know there was kids. If there was kids, they shouldn't. That was their fault. They shouldn't have been fucking around with little kids there.
Yeah, it's not a good idea to start a brawl with your children watching.
I tried to mow them down, but I couldn't see shit. So I had,
then most officers would say you probably shouldn't have been driving if you couldn't see anything.
I was escaping.
If anyone asks, John's going to plead the fifth, just so it's clear.
I wasn't driving. I was escaping.
All of a sudden, that scene from Beverly Hills Cop popped into my head. The hell's the charge? Jaywalking? I was thrown out of a fucking window.
I had three buddies in like the back seat of a coupe, and I didn't even have any help with me.
All right. We're going to come back with Krista's news. Also, if you've got a stupid fight that you want to tell us about, give us a call at 425-686-9552. We're going to get back into the music with Chris Marshall and the August Light and Feel Like Running on The Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
You are measuring up, yeah, can I get down to the place where only honesty comes rising out. And I can't sit still, stoking for the calm, racing towards an end without the means to justify it all.
Back to the family meeting. That was Chris Marshall and the August Light with Feel Like Running.
And now more random crap nobody cares about. The news with Krista.
That was super abrupt. Like, I need to pay more attention since we're live.
When the songs just end?
Yeah, I was just over here on my phone, just like, da-da-do-da-do. And then everybody grabbed their headphones. I was like, what am I missing? Oh, shit.
John and I were like mid-conversation. I just put one finger up, like, just a second, and put my headphones back on.
Did you just shush me?
No, I don't need a second. You need to be like, hey, we're back on air. Like,
well, you figured it out. But back to the news. So we'll start out in Arizona. I don't think we actually have any Florida news. I'm not quite sure why, but the Florida people straightened up a little bit.
The state of Florida is like China now. They don't let any internet or any transactions go out of the state because they don't want to know. They don't want the rest of the country to know how fucked up their state is.
I think it's actually Jeb Bush's
campaign strategy.
Yeah, his campaign strategy.
We're going to make you all look good, the state of Florida, by just not letting anybody know how fucking
dumb you are. Shutting down the borders.
Yeah.
Those are the borders.
We're closing the borders.
They're building a fence across Florida. That was the border that they were talking about closing at the Republican debate.
You got to go over Florida.
You
got to
take an IQ. You got to take an IQ test
to get out.
To get in.
And
if you're over like 104, you're back to Georgia. You go.
Wow, you just gave the people in Georgia, their IQ just went through the roof.
Yeah, but I mean, once you go to Georgia, you're going somewhere else. You're not staying.
You're not stopping.
Yeah, nobody's fucking staying in Georgia.
Unless you're in Atlanta. That's about the only town where you might stay if you're in
Georgia. Unless you're a rapper or
or a real housewife. Aren't there real housewives in Atlanta?
I think they're married to rappers.
Or basketball players.
Yeah, same thing.
Okay, well,
I guarantee most basketball players can rap pretty good.
And a lot of rappers can play basketball pretty well.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I feel where you're going with this.
I think we need to talk about something else, you guys.
I was just...
Yeah, what the hell's that got to do with anything?
Are we super racist because we're like, yeah, black people can rap and play basketball real well?
Kind of, yeah.
You know why they're called stereotypes? And I know a lot of white guys that can play pretty that ball pretty good.
Yeah, but behind the three-point line.
That's true. Yeah. They can pass really well, and they can shoot from long distance. Yeah.
Okay, now it's my turn. None of that is news.
They ain't
okay.
driving to the hole. That's not news. You're right. It's
I know.
Everybody knows it.
News insinuates that it wasn't known before we started.
So a bounty hunter in Phoenix. Oh, I was going to try to do this without saying so. It was kind of brought to my attention that I always say so to start the story. So if you have done like a drinking game. If you have like a drinking game going, you're two drinks in now.
So,
I was waiting for it.
I was not going to do it that time.
You are going to be so hammered by the end of the show if you're playing the drinking game.
I'm playing the game.
Okay, we gotta get this trending. It's time to tweet.
Bounty hunter. I almost did it again. Bounty hunter in Phoenix made a huge mistake recently when he went after a man wanted for drug charges. He got a tip as to where the guy might be, and unfortunately for him, he got bad info. He ended up banging on the door of the Phoenix police chief. When the chief opened his door, he saw all the bounty hunters in his yard, you know, because they travel in packs, and told him all to leave. He didn't care who they were looking for. They weren't going to find him there, and they just needed to get out of his yard. But one of them refused to go. And the article doesn't say why he refused to go, but it does say he had his 11-year-old daughter with him. She's been on repos and things like that before, so he thought this was just good education for her. But the police say this is not how all the bounty hunters operate. These ones just didn't do their homework. And there was no comment from the bounty hunter.
He takes his 11-year-old. He's like, go try and sell him some Girl Scout cookies.
Offer him some sweet tea and see what happens.
So growing up, I was a Pierce County Search and Rescue. You guys know that?
Yes.
And a lot of my search and rescue efforts happened in the woods, most of them. But some of them were urban searches. And I would always get in trouble because I had my backpack and I had like two machetes out the back like I was in the fucking Walking Dead. But they were to knock bushes down when I was, but we had to carry our backpacks and even urban.
Yes.
So anyway, we're searching for this little girl, and we're in Lakewood, and not the best part of town.
You need a machete.
It's getting later and later in the day. It's like now it's like 9:30. So I'm calling in to headquarters, like, hey, are we stopping? Like door to door knocks. Like, nope, keep it up until we tell you to stop. So now it's like 10 o'clock, and we're in this apartment complex, and I knock on this door. Me and three other guys sitting there. We're like, what are we, like 14, 15 years old? This like 350-pound, 6'5" black man opens the door, butt naked. Just like dick is head level, right? Because we're like we're like little kids, and he's a mammoth human being. And we're like, oh, we're searching for this little girl. You think I got a little girl in here? No,
shit,
sir.
I hope not.
I'm just, have you seen her? and he continued to ask me if I thought that he was out there fucking a little girl. Okay, sir, no, we're going to leave. Can you come check apartment 2305? Yeah, send the sheriff, please. And so then 15 minutes later, we knock on this door, and there's like 10 Mexican dudes in this house. In this apartment, they're like, yeah, we got her. She's right back here in this back room. Come look at her. We'll show her to you. Can you send the sheriffs to... I was like, can we stop knocking on doors now? Can we please stop?
Can you just send all of Pierce County Police to this apartment complex?
At least give me a dog. Can I have a police dog? So if I get killed, at least they get a real sentence for it.
That was before cell phones and GPS, so they weren't going to find your ass if you went missing with them.
No, they wouldn't have. They would have known I was in some G-Unit apartment. Not G-Unit, like G, like that sound.
I was going to say, sounds like an Eminem song.
Like Unit G of an apartment complex. Because we would tell them, like, we're heading to H-Unit, we're heading to...
Complex.
Anyway, so the two times within 15 minutes, I got to... hollered at by a 350-pound naked black man, and I got propositioned to come into an apartment complex.
And have a train ran on you by a bunch of Mexicans?
Yeah. As they probably called me Nancy. I think that's the girl we were looking for, maybe.
What was your news story?
Knocking on doors. It was relevant.
It was relevant.
Well, the next one takes place in New York, where a woman arrived home to find three burglars inside her house. Not your average burglars, though. These ones were thinking large scale. They wanted the entire house. They had changed the locks and told the woman she needed to sign the house over to them. She told them her husband would have to do it, but he was in China right now. The men emailed her husband a bunch of paperwork, including one form to transfer the deed on the house. The husband filled out some of the paperwork, but did not sign the deed transfer. The day after that, the woman was allowed in the home for 10 minutes to gather up her things, but the house was ransacked, so she couldn't really find much. 2 weeks later, her husband came back to the States. I'm glad he was in such a rush knowing that his wife right. couldn't get into the house, right? But he came back 2 weeks later and brought with him a locksmith. Apparently, the wife couldn't handle calling a locksmith. There were a lot of things missing, but he did get to keep the house.
I think if you had like a group of law students from college, I'm pretty sure that they could probably...
steal your house from you?
They could steal a bunch of houses. Yeah, I think they could probably seize a lot of houses.
I was thinking, those are some white-collar criminals right there, because... Anytime
you're faxing documentation right. to somebody, you'd be like, sign all your shit to me, and I'm not threatening you with anything.
I don't...
I did change the locks, so yes. I do own your house for like seven days, probably. Or 30 days until you got to evict me.
Yeah, and then it's almost impossible to get them out of there.
If someone breaks into your house, you have to evict them. If they bring anything that resembles like something that they live there, a couch, a bed, then you have to evict them.
It's just, those are some very well-organized criminals that break into your house with documentation to steal the whole damn house. Like they.
We're going to send you a deed transfer. I got that right here.
Yeah. I don't know. I just saw five guys with briefcases walking into that house. They were all wearing three-piece suits. We didn't think anything about it.
Did they have guns? No, they had briefcases.
Well, they'd already changed the lock, so she couldn't get in anyway. She had nothing to do.
If she got in, they'd probably sue her for breaking and entering.
That would be messed up. What are you in for? I broke into my own house.
There was a story about people in Florida. Like a family moved into like a $5 million house and changed the locks, and the people couldn't... They couldn't kick them out.
Well, something like that similar happened to Mom and Dad, didn't it?
Yeah, it took them 65 days or something to kick some guy out of their house.
A guy that was renting from them invited the guy over.
From a bar.
The guy that he invited over changed the locks and basically kicked that dude out of the house.
And brought a futon and a couch.
And brought a futon and a couch and started squatting. And it took him 2 or 3 months to get the guy out of the house.
Yeah, had to legally,
he wasn't faxing documentation or nothing.
Had to legally evict him.
When he did finally leave, he left the front door open and all the windows open, too. I don't know if you guys knew that little tidbit, but I was with them when they went to the house.
I did not know that. I think I was away at college when that happened. Or no, that was after I moved out of the house.
And he took their riding lawnmower around the neighborhood and tried to sell it to the neighbors. But that's neither here nor there. You guys have heard about the lady in the London Marathon, haven't you?
I've heard a joke like this before. Is it?
This is for real, John. A woman ran the London Marathon last week in what some people might consider a very disgusting way. You may know her as a drummer for the band MIA. She got her period the day before the marathon, and she decided to bring awareness to women who don't have access to pads and tampons, like the poor and the homeless and the people in third world countries. So she ran this marathon with nothing to sop up the blood, let's say. The results are just as you might expect. She ran it, blood on her pants, going down her legs. It's disgusting. At least she wore red pants, but you can definitely tell that there's blood in the pictures.
It's nothing. This is nothing new for a marathon. I mean, this might be new, but marathon runners shit themselves all the time.
And piss themselves.
Because they're...
It's funny, the two guys that obviously have never run in a marathon.
Your body's not used to running 26.8 miles. And when you exert yourself like that...
My body's not used to driving a car 26 miles.
Have you seen the Olympics with people like wiping down their legs as they're running? Because they just shit themselves. And they're... It's not... Would you rather period yourself or shit yourself while you're running a marathon? That's the question.
One's a period and one's an exclamation point.
Well, okay, so this is only like a serious concern for me, like 25% of my life. But that 25%, I spend almost every minute trying to prevent this from happening to me.
Is that seriously a problem where the poor people can't afford toilet paper or a tampon or a pad? Or
that shit's not cheap.
They can, but they'd rather spend it on... meth and crack. And
I think she's talking about like the people.
They can't use their pipe to plug that
up.
I said the homeless and the poor and the people in third world countries. I think she's talking about like the people over in Kenya and Zimbabwe that are tying like ropes around their feet for shoes and shit like that. Like,
yeah, but they've been dealing with shit like that ever since Jesus.
Well,
yeah, they don't care.
Long before this bitch was alive.
Yeah. Of it. I personally think maybe she just ran out of tampons and didn't have time to go before the marathon.
I'm going
to
go with that.
I'm just saying, if you're in a village where someone has to run 10 miles to get the mail, I'm guessing that no woman in that village has a tampon. I'm just saying that.
I'm curious. Homeless and poor people, you can use an EBT card at Papa Murphy's, but you can't get damn tampons with it?
You can't buy tampons with EBT cards.
You could probably go to Planned Parenthood and they give that shit to you.
Yeah, but they're... No.
No.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know either, but you just said no like you fucking knew. Like
you
were
did
like,
say that, like, no way. They don't hand that shit out.
No, I said, well, they're trying to close all those down.
You looked at me, shook your head, and said no.
I said, well, they're trying to close all those down anyways.
I picture homeless people, like, I don't know, wadding up things and using that. But
I care homeless people not caring because they shit on sidewalks. Like, it doesn't, like, why would that be the big deterrent? Like...
They shit on sidewalks.
Have you seen where they live?
The lady isn't able to like just have her period on the sidewalk. It's going to happen in her clothes.
Have you driven down I-5 and seen
a murder scene?
Have you seen their tents? I really don't think that they really care about personal hygiene that much.
I'm with you on that one. We're assholes is what we're getting at. Yeah,
pretty much. But so is this next guy. Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, we got time for one more.
A Chinese woman was in Dubai on vacation. A 20-year-old woman. And she started drowning. So she's like crying for help out in the water. So the lifeguards that are on duty, there's two of them, they go out there to try and save her. And her dad stops them and actually gets in a fight with the lifeguards. So he's fighting the lifeguards as his daughter's drowning in the water. And they're like, we need to go save her. And he says, no, having strange men touch her will dishonor her. I'd rather she be dead than dishonored. Well, he got his way. So he fought him until she died. And he was eventually charged and prosecuted for stopping them from saving her.
I'm going to file that under one of the dumbest things to fight over.
He could probably get away with it with a religious belief or whatever.
Well, they were from China. And don't they like kill the little baby girls in China? Or was that like 20 years ago that they did that?
I think they've moved past that.
You're saying he had a boy on the way and he was like, we need to get rid of the girl.
Well, back in the day, they used to kill the little girls because they didn't take care of the parents when the parents got old.
That's not why. I think it was because every family was only allowed to have so many kids. Yeah. There's a billion of them over there.
But that is a very late-term abortion.
That late-term?
She was like 20.
I think she might have had a heartbeat. Yeah.
I'm just saying, if this guy was this into not having her dishonored, he might have been from the time when they were killing their little girls.
What kind of assholes live in Dubai?
They were on vacation Rich in ones. Dubai.
No, I'm just saying, like, he stopped the two lifeguards, but nobody else went to help this drowning woman in the ocean. I mean,
had to be a chick on the beach somewhere.
Yeah, there had to be somebody being like, oh, she's drowning. Lifeguard. No lifeguard? Nah, fuck it. Like, really? Nobody went to help her?
Nobody good enough because she drowned. She gone.
She gone. Oh, the she gone joke isn't...
I just really can't think of anywhere else to go from there. So we're going to get back into the music with Hello Penelope and King Crush right here on the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
I like the things that you wear. I like the walk you walk and the talk you talk. You like this town enough.
Welcome back to the Family Meeting. That was Hello Penelope with King Crush.
So we told, like, the she gone joke we at the end there. Some people, our listeners that listen every week, know about this story we talked about.
But there are people out there that have no idea why all three of us were doubled over laughing and just had to go back to the music because we couldn't talk.
So Kristen and I were watching this this episode of, I think it's the next 48.
The first 48,
which is a series about police officers and detectives searching for murder.
They're just trying to solve crimes in the first 48 hours.
Solve crimes within the first 48 hours. And this happened, like, somewhere deep in the south in the hillbilly land. And so this
is that around Georgia?
This
hillbilly land?
From Georgia to southern New York to Oklahoma to Texas in that square.
It's right around the corner from Gumdrop Cove on the Candyland board.
On the east side of Texas, okay, Daryl? The east side of Texas. So it's been like 47 hours this girl's been missing. So the sheriff comes up to this house. There's like 15 people in the front room, like, where's my little girl? You know, all just crying. And this is seriously what he said. Like, this, it looked like real footage, didn't it?
Yeah.
This looks like real footage, like they're with him when he says it. And, he goes, well, guys, I got some good news and some bad news for you. And they're like, oh, I can't. What's the good news? The good news is we found your girl. And they're like, oh, my baby. We found my baby. He goes, well, the bad news is she gone.
That's how he told them.
So he told them the good news. Oh, we found your little girl. Oh, my God. Thanks, Jesus. She's alive. They found her. Well, the bad news is she gone. See?
He needs to go back for some training.
That's what I said as we're watching this. We're both cracking up laughing, obviously, because of his delivery. And I was like, that is not good bedside manner. Like,
for real, he had better delivery than Chris Rock. I mean, that was fucking...
Well, it's like our cousin. He when our grandmother passed away, he was living at our grandmother's house, and she was renting out to boarders. We're living in her house as well. Our cousin goes back to their house, walks in, and one of the boarders says, "Hey, how's your grandma?" He goes, "Stable." I go, "Well, oh, that's great." And he goes, "No, not really. She died." And then just walked back into his room. That's how we broke it to the people that were living with our grandma that she had passed away. Was
And by the way, you need to move.
Yeah, exactly. Get out. We're selling the house.
But after that, I couldn't even watch another First 48 because that like topped. It was.
She gone.
I mean, it's bad to laugh about dead people, but that shit was comedic. I mean, that was.
Well, we're not really laughing about the dead people. We're laughing about
this hillbilly, this hillbilly sheriff. Just
Barney Fife with his one bullet.
Like, nobody stopped the guy outside and be like, "So what are you going to tell these people?
How are you going to break this?
Oh, I'm going to give them the good news, bad news.
I'm going to good news, bad news. I'm going to see how that goes over."
like, that's a technique in the handbook. Let's see. We could good news, bad news them.
We
could break it to him softly.
We found your daughter. Yep, she gone. Yep.
And all the praise Jesus Christ turned into my baby. Like, they were just in tears. And it was just like the emotional highs and lows of that like 15 seconds.
I think I would have been sitting there like, what the fuck just happened? Like,
bet you he told the guys out front he was going to good news, bad news them, and one of them grabbed a camera and said, "We got to get this on film."
It almost looked like cell phone footage. I mean, it might have been that bad.
Well, the thing about that show, they're supposed to be actually recording the cops doing their thing. That's why they blur out a bunch of stuff. Like, when they find things, they blur it out because it's an active crime scene or whatever.
When they find things like their little girl?
They blurred it out when they found her.
They should have blurred out the whole last 5 minutes of it, except we would have missed out on some epic TV, epic live TV. It wasn't even live, I guess. No, it wasn't live.
No, they don't film that live. Because it's an hour-long show, and it's about 48 hours. So
I know, but I'm thinking like shit like that only happens live. You know what I mean? Like, usually if that got recorded, they would have been like, "Oh, no, we can't put this on TV."
I just wish the listeners could have seen your face, because the concentration on your face while you tried to figure out if a show about 48 hours was live.
Well, I mean, it was live when it was recorded. It was recorded live and then played. Yes, whatever that word would be.
Later.
Back.
Is later the word you were looking for?
You do speak, John. It's a good thing, because somebody's got to finish his sentences.
All I have to do is pause and look at her, and she just finishes my sentences.
It's for the family, really.
All right.
Growing up, seriously, like, I would say something, because I had a huge, like, a terrible speech impediment. It sounded like I was a hillbilly from Texas. And I would say...
I have never heard him make this many cracks about Texas. Gee, I wonder why.
I couldn't say two syllables together, right, Krista?
Two
consonants together. And so, like, spoon was sapoon. And I would say...
Where'd you get educated?
I would say something, and the whole family would just look at Krista, and she'd go, "Yes, he wants a bowl of cereal and a spoon." And like, and so I'd mumble something to somebody else, and they'd look at Krista. "He would like to go outside, and he'd like to be home." She knew exactly what I was.
After he gets back from Sakul. All right. We are going to get back into the music with Kai Alfred Heilig and Ugly We Were Born right here on The Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
We were born.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Kai Alfred Heilig with Ugly We Were Born. Hey, I want to mention if you're down in the Tacoma area, Rusty Comic is making his triumphant return to Jazz Bones tonight about 8 o'clock. I meant to mention
Rusty the Comic.
Yes, Rusty the Comic.
We had to point out to him that his Facebook page when he came on our show, it was Rusty Comic, and we were like, oh, that's pretty funny. You're like self-deprecating, like, oh, you're the Rusty Comic. He's like, no, that's not what I was going for.
Yeah, he said it took years before somebody actually explained to him that he was calling himself a hack on his own Facebook page.
You couldn't think of the word later, but you just came up with self-deprecating on the fly.
Hey, later's a tough one. Okay, I'll put that out there.
The less syllables, the harder the word is. I also want to mention that our old producer, Rebecca Ann Curtis, is going to be performing at Birch Bay up near Bellingham at the Birch Bay Music Festival, and I will be making my debut as a bass player, my first performance in front of people.
When you said that, I was starting a soliloquy in my mind about how you, I hope this is better than your comedic performance that you came up
which,
with.
Which one? Because I did three or four, and you guys went to two of them, I think.
Well, we went to two, and they were terrible. I'm sure the third was terrible, too.
I don't know. I got paid.
So you are a professional.
I am a professional. I am technically a professional comic because I have been paid to do stand-up.
Yeah, but we went to that one show I think you got paid for, and you were, like, the only real
talent?
Male.
Yes,
there.
I agree with you.
It was you and a bunch of drag queens.
Well, yeah, and I was hard to. It was hard to differentiate which was which.
So self-deprecating was okay, but soliloquy, you didn't say anything about that one.
I already said self-deprecating. I'm not going to keep pointing out when you say big words.
If you're just going to sit there and fish for compliments, this show is over. I'm glad we're almost done. That is going to be on Saturday up at Birch Bay. The festival goes on all weekend. So
I think Rusty's at Jazz Bones tonight and tomorrow. Is that correct?
I think it's just tonight.
Just tonight?
Yeah, just tonight at about 8 o'clock. So if you're in Tacoma,
if you're listening right now, head on over there.
Head on over there because he is freaking hilarious.
Get some seats. The place will be packed. Go in there and get some seats early.
Last time he was there, it was damn near packed. Yeah. So, or it was almost sold out. So the guy is freaking hilarious. Go check him out. I'm trying to think what else I had. That's all I got. How can people find out more about you, John?
John Curtis 316. You could go to your local shithole dive bar, and I'll probably be there. or you could follow me on Facebook.
As we always say, the best conversations happen in between the songs because there was a whole conversation about putting people in in suitcases.
And dumpsters.
And we were trying to figure out if any of us could fit in a suitcase. Nobody in this room here could fit in a suitcase. I've had some big-ass suitcases.
And I wouldn't have fit in a single one of them.
But I think if you like cut little pieces out of me and fill the air, the small pieces of air between.
Okay, I'm on Twitter. Kristen Curtis 1.
You're trying to put way.
I
too
bet
much
I could fit you in a suitcase, Jason. It would take a hatchet.
I'm sure if you tried hard enough. My Twitter is JasonCurtis925. You can email us at thefamilymeeting@nwczradio.com.
I could liquefy you, and then I could just put you in a bag.
Now we're back to the melting babies conversation.
melting babies down for
All
money.
All right, we're going to close things out tonight with the Afghan Whigs and Be Sweet right here on the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com. We'll talk to you guys next Tuesday.
Ladies, let me tell you about myself. I got a dick for a brain, and my brain is gonna sell my ass to you. Now I'm okay, but in time I find I'm stuck. 'Cause she wants love, and I still wanna fuck. Be sweet.